You have been listening to culture-rich conversations produced by the Black Awareness Association of Juneau. I'm Rhonda McBride, and rounding out our hour, we check in with Juneau's National Weather Service for our weekend weather outlook. A short while ago, I spoke with Wes Atkins, a lead meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Juneau. We had come through a long period of rain there, and then all of a sudden we got this little break with a return to what we consider normal winter weather. A little snow, a little sunshine, cold temperatures. So what brought this little break to us?
Eventually, we've generally been stuck in this colder pattern. The storm track comes westerly to the east and cross the Gulf of Alaska, and we have this trough over us, a kind of a cold weather trough. So none of these systems had enough energy to kind of push out a lot of the colder air. But then we actually had this buckle in this ridge of high pressure over the Gulf, and that allowed winds to kind of come from mainland Alaska and Yukon, which are much drier regimes, especially this time of year because they're just, you know, snow covered. And so we got some cold, we got some wind out of it, and we also got some sun.
That's right. 3 days was a gift from heaven for sure. But so what are we headed into? I understand we might get back into that pattern of rain.
Yeah, so we've got some clouds this afternoon for sure, but we are looking, all of our eyes are kind of watching well to our west and our southwest. We've got this front along the central Gulf of Alaska here, and so the farther west you get, the cloudier it is and the rainier it is, although right now, the rain is well offshore, so it's not really precipitating in southeast Alaska. But things are going to change on Friday, unfortunately, just in time for the weekend. The precipitation kind of rides up. It's probably going to begin as snow for most of us, but we're not looking for any impactful snow because this system is also carrying a lot of wind, and that wind tends to help us warm us up far more quickly. So any snow will probably change to rain. We could get some light snowfall accumulations, but nothing over 2 or 3 inches. So it might be an inch, might be less, it might be up to a couple inches, but nothing more than that.
So we might get that local term, snane.
Exactly. You would be right. We have a winner. And that is possible. The other thing I'll mention about this pattern is that this front will kind of stall just offshore. And what will develop along the front will be these things called waves. And you can think of it like a buckle or just a kink in the front itself. And that in itself kind of is an instigator of what we call upward motion. And upward motion, we tend to develop more clouds, and therefore you get more precipitation. And so as that rides upward, northward, I should say, across the Panhandle, we will get areas or periods of enhanced precipitation. Sometimes when these waves ride to the north, it can, and to the southern Panhandle, it can cause like a period of weaker winds across the Juneau area. And when that happens, if we are at 34 degrees or 35 degrees and raining, then as the winds calm and ease, then that rain, that enhanced rainfall tends to come down. And because it's always colder aloft, some of that snow will actually find its way to the surface, and we could get some accumulating snow out of it. That's a certain scenario that we always have to be aware of. And that scenario could exist in this weather pattern. But again, we're thinking that temperatures will be warm enough that if it does fall with snow at any one time, then it will be brief and probably pretty slushy, and a lot of our friends and neighbors will be saying, well, it's snaining again.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Wes Atkins, a lead meteorologist at the Juneau Weather Service Office. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Vonda.